Tomorrow is April 20th, 420. 420. Commentator Marion Winnick says if that doesn't mean anything to you, she's here to fill you in.
April 20th is not listed as a holiday on the calendar, and many of us do not recognize 420 as a special number. But for legions of errant youth with bloodshot eyes, Bob Marley t-shirts, and the munchies, tomorrow is a holy day in the High Church of Mary Jane, reaching its ecstatic zenith at 20 past 4. When the clock strikes 420 on 420, step outside and take a whiff. Don't smell anything? Okay, head over to the woods behind the high school. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you are not alone. I found out just a few years ago when on April 19th, I happened to be standing behind a teenager while he was at the computer. Though I was forbidden to read over his shoulder, I couldn't help noticing he had more than one instant message that asked, each in its uniquely misspelled way, "What are you doing for 420?" It was with a mixture of hesitation and pity that he informed me that 420 is the sacred hour and day of pot smoking, the best time of all to fire one up. Of course, not that he ever had or would. How could such a thing exist and I not know about it? I must have let my hippie license expire. A quick Google showed just how out of it I was, with everyone from High Times magazine to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services waiting to fill me in. As far back as 2001, the latter group put out a document titled, "It's 420. Do you know where your teen is?" I guess I didn't. Little kids have secret clubs and passwords. Big kids have MySpace and 420. Like any worthwhile code word, the origins of the term are shrouded in mystery, food for hours of debate and speculation. Some believe it to be the police radio code for pot smoking in progress. Others, the length of the Beatles song Come Together. Still others, the date of the death of Morrison or Hendrix or the number of chemicals in cannabis. It is the time to which all the clocks are set in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and the room number in which the Grateful Dead always stayed, the code you send to the drug dealer's pager to place your order. It really is the number of blackbirds baked in the pie and the birthday of Adolf Hitler, though that doesn't explain much. Most sources endorse the story that the term originated among a group of stoners at a Southern California high school in the early 70s as the time to meet by the water tower to smoke a doobie. But honestly, I don't think anybody really wants to know. Knowing ruins it. And parents knowing really ruins it. So if you'd like to do your part to stop teenage marijuana abuse, or at least take the fun out of it, pipe up tomorrow night at dinner. Hey, what did everybody do for 420?
Marion Winnick is the author of the book Above Us, Only Sky.